The reason why I'm soliloquizing. The things we had to see, we had to hear, I know go lie past me. I want to tell the story, but I've got to tell it from the starting.
So the story behind the song, if you ask me, is I actually witnessed the result of a young girl who was molested by her father. You know, it just came to me as a result of the shock of, you know, witnessing that sort of thing. And when I approached the producer who worked on the song with me, I told him, I said, I wanted to change it a little bit because I felt the topic was too sensitive. He said, no, don't change it. People need to hear these things. So that's what gave birth to If You Ask Me.
Now who I go ask? Oh, the woman travel, leave her daughter with her husband. Oh, my lonely.
The father was scolding her because she was sleeping around. And then she accused the father by saying, why are you scolding me that I'm sleeping around? Didn't you start sleeping with me first? You were the first person who gave me money to get rid of the pregnancy that you know. And it was really surprising, you know. And I felt that, you know, when such things happen, I can't help but, you know, make it into a song. So that's how it happened. The reaction to the song has been surprisingly very good, you know, because of If You Ask Me, I have had the opportunity to work with foundations that are concerned with violence against women and young girls, domestic violence, and different movies, you know, concerning this subject, they've used it as theme songs. You know, the song has gone far. There was a young girl who came to me and told me that when I heard your song, I decided to speak about my uncle who had been abusing me. There's a part of the song in Pidgin, it says, the story where I talk, it be like say I de play. It means that the story that I'm trying to tell you, it seems like I'm joking, but this sort of thing, it happens every day. So we need to speak out and take action. And do not delay, so that we will not allow issues to be, you know, worse than it already is. Most relatives, when they have their children abused, they cover it up because they don't want people to, you know, look down on them or for that stigma to, you know, affect them. But talking about it, releasing it will actually make them free. And then the perpetrators would have adequate punishment. That's what I think. As a musician, I believe that it is not just ideal for you to make feel-good music. When you have a voice and you have followership and your means of livelihood is to get people to listen to you, for you to entertain them, I think at some point you should be able to say something meaningful.
If you ask me, the matter for ground.